Talking today with Jim McVaney here at the Bayer event going on right before the Commodity Classic. Jim is Government Relations Director for Bayer in Washington, D.C. Jim, you deal with everything from environmental to agriculture going on up there, so you've obviously been a pretty busy guy lately.
Well, there's been a lot of activity the last few years, some good, some bad. We've got a new administration in town with some opportunities to improve the regulatory and government environment for agriculture and for new crop protection chemistry, seeds and traits. So, yes, we've been very busy trying to both figure out what the opportunities are, how to affect them, and also know who's going where within the new administration.
So what are some of your expectations for what's going on with this new administration, where it's taking us? Obviously, you've got some new players coming in from our home state. You've got the new EPA Director Scott Pruitt. How are people like him and you know, also the president last night gave a very encouraging speech and his recent action on WOTUS. How does this all play into where we're headed?
Well, if you look at the last couple, 3 years of environmental regulations from EPA, particularly in our sector, there's been more political friction than in past years, regardless of which party controlled the White House. So we think that immediately, we're already seeing a change in EPA's actions back towards the traditional implementation of FIFRA. So that's definitely positive. When you have uncertainty in the regulatory realm, it chills investment, it adds delays to bringing new products to market, which isn't helpful for anybody. So we expect that things will be, call it back to normal, and hopefully that will also include having the agency defend its decisions, which it has failed to do on a couple key decisions over the last couple years, and that also undermines confidence in the process. So, you know, what we're looking at, of course, is who's going where in the administration. I'm a Georgian. I'm very happy to have Governor Perdue nominated for USDA Secretary. Would love to see that confirmation get done sooner rather than later, but I don't think anybody should be overly concerned about the timeline at this point, but again, hopefully the pace will pick up. Maybe the other position that's key that's been announced is National Economic Council, Ray Starling from North Carolina, a farm boy who knows the industry quite well, is going to be the ag policy advisor for the president. So very encouraged about that as well.
You mentioned the timeline there. Obviously, there is some action going on to repeal WOTUS and a few other things, tax reform, things like that. But we still have a long, lengthy process ahead of us. These aren't going to be overnight decisions, right?
Oh, correct. And you know, WOTUS has been held up in the courts for quite a while. The courts have directed the agency to take action. The president's executive order reinforces his commitment to pulling it back and coming up with a new approach that we expect to be more deliberative, not only from the agency standpoint, but also with more input from the farming community and the states. So there's a solution to be had there. It's going to take a while to get to that point, but certainly the steps that were formalized with the kickoff yesterday are encouraging.
Scott Pruitt, he had said recently that you don't have to choose between working with farmers and helping them, you know, provide for their families or the environment. You can have both. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really appreciate when Administrator Pruitt talks about farming. He is from an oil and gas state, as we know. I know the oil and gas industry quite well, and it needs to see some regulatory relief as well. We are a little concerned about messaging around trimming back the agency in areas that affect us. As you know, getting a new product, a new crop protection chemistry approved, requires approval from the EPA. And we pay fees into a process that's worked pretty well over the years to get these new technologies to market. But the government matches that funding. And so if that budget is trimmed, then the process will slow down or, God forbid, stall altogether. But these guys are smart enough to understand that, and we'll be having conversations with the administration and with the agency to see where we can make the process work as Congress has intended and work more efficiently.
What about on a trade standpoint? Obviously, Trump and his administration has been very critical about some of the deals that we've got going on, some of the ones that were on the table, and he's taken those off. Do you feel as a businessman, he knows what he's doing, he's taking us the right direction, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think this is another area where as people get into their jobs and the positions get filled out, we'll get greater clarity on the strategy on trade. Certainly the president appears to be more comfortable with bilateral agreements than multilateral agreements. Agriculture in this country has benefited greatly from multilateral trade deals starting decades ago. So I'm hopeful that these voices and messages will be heard. But I think it's still pretty early, too hard to tell, predict over the horizon what the president will ultimately do on some of these key deals. Right now it doesn't look like there's a chance to bring TTIP or TPP back, but I've got my fingers crossed.
And, you know, there's a lot of agricultural companies right now that are merging. Bayer is one of them with Monsanto. But there's a lot of speculation still going on as to, monopolies and things like that. Is the government, with what you're working on, and maybe this is somebody else that I need to talk with, but is the government going to play a role in that, especially with Donald Trump, who's a businessman? Is he going to be okay with what's going on, or how is this going to play into y'all's merger as it continues to go?
Well, you know, we're at the front end of the process with the Department of Justice. We're on schedule to close by the end of the year, including getting through that process, as well as the what's called the CFIUS process for reviews of foreign acquisitions of U.S. companies. Both of those are on track. We have to apply and go through the European process, Canada, China, Brazil as well. We are still very confident that we'll be able to make the timeline of closing by the end of the year. Trump's pro-business, and our acquisition of Monsanto is one that's constructive, we believe, from a customer perspective, certainly farmer perspective, because the opportunity to put the bright minds at Bayer together with the bright minds at Monsanto and advance down what I call the innovation curve faster and get new tools onto the farm quicker is real, and that's what this deal is all about.
And just finally, what is your look into the future in D.C.? What would you leave attendees here today? What message would you leave them with?
Sure. So obviously there's a farm bill that's just kicked off the process. Farmers are very good at making their voice heard during the process of the farm bill. And this is a very different environment than we were in 4 years ago when the last farm bill was at the height of its crafting. It was higher commodity prices. Now we're in a very low commodity price market. So I would encourage everybody in the farming community to pay attention to what's going on in Washington on the farm bill. My sense is that Congress, much more so than in past farm bills, will have a stronger hand in crafting the next farm bill, with the administration playing a lesser role than in recent bills. So I know that various grower groups and other interests are going to be in Washington talking to their members of Congress. I think that's a good thing. We're here to support them where we can and make sure that what we get out of the bill is good for rural America and good for getting products efficiently grown and brought to market, whether it's in the U.S. or abroad.